the stage, Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
My poem is entitled Orexis, which is Latin for to not have an appetite or to stop being hungry, which is the basis for the word anorexia. And before I'm swept up into the sky, I might whisper, I'll miss this place when I'm gone, and the days that were mine. I have been lied to about sex because I didn't know that love has questions and wanders through your body, searching for answers in your small intestine, esophagus, and lungs. I didn't know that. I have heard my sister's voice say, the anorexia is my friend, and I felt heat in the back of my throat as if the tears wanted to fall out of my mouth. I have once ran through a hollow city to sweat out my frustration and sweat out my fears and flaws and regrets and helplessness and anger and the fact that I cannot save my loved ones with disease. And they spit petals out of their mouths and they spit razors out of their mouths and say they are poetry, but their eyes, like coins of passage, have never seen poetry. They say the rain will comfort you and call you home, but I am not home. And I know your face, and I've seen what you do to women. I've seen you attack them, bleaching their bodies with self-loathing and death. This is how I know Meleager lied. We all dwell in one country, O stranger, the world, that he was young and afraid as I am now. There are no police shields here, no riots of the country that spill out into sheets of blood and shit and leaking membranes. There is no war but in the mind, and we can all think it away in a dream. But I have seen hate. I know its face. The bloody, pulpy mucus of life expelled from its mother's soft womb and the vengeful clamoring for its sexuality over religiosity and fanatical hunger. I remember holding my own mother in her own bed and feeling her shoulders roll with sobs as I wished desperately that my love would convince her she hadn't failed. And I have failed. I failed when I saw the breathing skeleton perched on the edge of her bed and just for a moment gave up the hope that it might ever be human again. I have tried to believe in love and in healing, but I am lost, like a whisper in a tornado, because I have left my love and I have left my home, wishing I can fix you, I can fix you, I can fix you, because we too will be forgotten. We too have sinned and don't want to be saved. We too carve our reckless initials on the bark of some wild drug. We too can starve our eyes with the pornography of anger. We too are heard above the roaring oceans, our voices like silvered glass. We too read our lover's poetry, unfaithful and enraptured in devastating lust. We too have painted our tongues black with lies. We too gave marrow by plunging needles into our souls and sucking out the radiance. We too have lost our language. We too have lost our homes and heroes. We too have lost our minds and friends. We too tell too many truths and never listen to a single one of them. We too died in war and felt our guts spill out onto the kitchen table. We too have experienced political rug burns and are sick and tired of being sick and tired. We too want sheets of rain and oil to ruin the sky like guilt. We too thrummed endlessly against the questions and the government and the universe, and we too receive no answer from God. And now I breathe. I am in the sky, deeply breathing every feeling starved from my fluttering wings, from all wings. Their feathers whistling and cutting through air, and down below every gasping tree threatens to tear my voice from its throat. Every kiss surges like a wave of stinging gratitude, sweet kisses on eyelids, on fingers, on tongues, on malnourished rib bones, blessing each patch of skin stitched onto bone, tender kisses, hungry, like chips of flint aching to spark into one incandescent act of kindness. Oh. Wow.
I didn't usually comment when someone reads something, but that was just fucking amazing.